Whether it's a midweek game on the continent or a big weekend clash, cash in with your soccer knowledge on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today. Use code MIB for a first deposit match of up to $100. This episode is supported by FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club has finally been promoted into League Two after 15 long seasons of exile in the National League. Dedicated staff and passionate supporters celebrate the city's return to glory, the big time, all while bracing for the newfound challenges that come with being in that higher league. Will Wrexham AFC stand up to the challenge and rise again into League One's promised land? FX's Welcome to Wrexham premieres May 2nd on FX. Stream on Hulu. You're listening to the Men in Blazers Media Network. Suboptimal Radio.
How do you know when it's done? Or is it never done and you're pushing stuff out and you're afterwards like, oh, God, I put the pocket there.
It's Rog. Back again in a liquor store in Tribeca, surrounded with the creations of the gent who imagined this place. And unlike most of my dreams, he actually acted upon his reveries and made it real. It's a joy to welcome back for episode 3 of this podcast the man who created one of the most tasteful men's clothing brands in our nation. It's Mr. Todd Snyder.
Hello again.
Can I ask you, Todd? When you were about to create your brand, did you think of any other name than Todd Snyder? Or were you like Ralph, Calvin, Todd?
Originally, I was going to go with Snyder Engineering based on my dad's firm that he created back in the 70s. He was an engineer. The name's Iowa. And he had his own firm and it was quite big. He passed away like 4 or 5 years prior to me launching. So I wanted something to pay a little homage to him. I remember I was going to change my name entirely. My name is actually Todd Michael Snyder. And I thought, why don't I drop the Snyder and call it Todd Michael? But then when I found out my name Snyder in Dutch meant Taylor, then it was kind of meant to be and to be proud about it.
Oh, here's a big shout out to Nominative Determinism. Before I start thinking about what kind of fashion line Rog would be, probably just a line of tweed underpants, let us dive into the task at hand. I'm really interested in a deep dive into something I found fascinating about your brand from the outset, which is just how collaborative you are. The Todd Snyder brand is grounded in collaboration and partnership and mixing and matching and taste making. From the very beginning, right, at the outset of the Todd Snyder brand, you decided that is how you would define yourself with that classic brand champion.
You know, selfishly, it gives me the opportunity to work with other creatives. But then secondly, it really allows me to build brand awareness and to reach a new audience. Because most people know who Champion is, most people don't know who Todd Snyder is. So really kind of bringing those two worlds together was kind of the goal. I really knew that that was a great way for me to get brand awareness and get my name out there without spending millions of dollars on advertising. But also making something interesting and new.
Champion. I mean, what a stroke of genius, because it looked like you predicted the Atleti leisure trend. But this partnership was actually grounded in your personal collection, and I love this, of over 2,000 pieces of vintage Champion. My wife would kill me. But Champion, the original athletic brand, long before Nike, long before Adidas, but also the official sweatshirt of every American teen in the 1980s.
Well, you know, Champion, when I was growing up, really symbolized athletic wear. And I didn't know this when I was getting into, you know, wanting to do a collaboration with them. They had been around for over 100 years. They were established in 1919. I don't know if people remember, but back in the 80s and 90s, you know, when Jordan was playing, he was wearing a Champion NBA jersey. And whether it was sweatshirts or whether it was performance gear, they were the king of it. This is before Nike, this is before Adidas. And then in early 2000s, it just blew up and that Nike really kind of got into the game and became a big player in it. So Champion was the originator.
Talk about great American brands. One of the partnerships that first emotionally connected me to Todd Snyder in the first place was a collaboration you did with LL Bean.
because when I was a kid, I came over to Maine, 17 years of age, I think 18. I was one of those creepy English counselors who spent the summer in cut-off denims and Adidas Sambas at an American summer camp. And I was in Bridgeton, Maine, and spent as many days off as I could in Freeport, because just walking around that L.L. Bean store back then, I just wanted to buy everything. I think I went home with a pair of quaddies, a heavyweight chamois overshirt, both of which I still have to this day. But can you talk about your own fascination with L.L. Bean and its roots?
I think we all remember growing up with it. I think it's one of those ubiquitous American things that has always been a part of your life. And when I sought to go out on my own, I knew that collaborations were always going to be a part of the mix that I present. And I really like thinking about original brands that kind of created things like Champion, like L.L. Bean. You know, L.L. Bean being such an outdoorsman brand, and you know, L.L. Bean was a person. His name was Leon Wood Bean.
That's a lot of name.
These are the kinds of things that he created because people were coming to Maine from Boston or New York in the early 1900s, and they wanted to go hunting and fishing, and they didn't know where to go. So L.L. was their guide, showing them where to go, where to fish, where to stay. And he then realized most of these city folk, they don't have the apparel to go hunting in the woods. So he started creating and selling apparel that was more utility-based, and it caught on.
I was always amazed because I now go back to Maine religiously every summer. It's one of the joys of my life, being up in Portland, taking in the entire region. And I'm fascinated. L.L. Bean, they had their own signature line. They did try and remake their back catalog classics, and I actually own a few pieces, but the taste filter was never truly in place. It was like they were too close to their own brand to be able to see the wood for the incredible array of L.L. Bean trees. What was the nature of the opportunity that you saw?
You know, they've been around for over 100 years. I wanted to do something that was a little different, but also paid, you know, respect to where they came from and how they started. And it all really started me going through their archives and digging through, whether it's old catalogs or whether it's old boots. One of my favorite things to do up there was really kind of going through, they have a museum up there, and literally spending hours going through everything I could find. And one of my favorite things that I found in the archive was what they call a boat and tote. It was actually originally created to tote ice because, you know, back in the day, they didn't have air conditioning. So people would have to bring ice to their cabin for the week. So they would literally bring this ice tote, and then it kind of turned into a utility thing that they would pack, you know, stuff to go to the beach. But these are all things I didn't know. And I was going through their archives and discovering these things. So I kind of wanted to go back in time and recreate these items.
So what happens when you discover the boat and tote? Do you feel like you've just discovered Tutankhamun's tomb? Are you like an archaeologist, a style archaeologist? Can you give us a sense of the emotions as you're pouring through the archives?
I really enjoy research. I really enjoy, you know, digging through old books. I want to prepare myself as if I worked there, as if I was there with L.L. Bean, like thinking about people coming to explore Maine, what they wanted to wear. I just love putting myself in that frame of mind and, you know, coming up with things that are different than what they had originally done, but then also paying tribute to what they had created.
There's so much brilliant football as we come down to the stretch of the Premier League season. But if you're a Premier League neutral who wants a little bit of that title race excitement, check out Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can get in on the action and win up to 100 times your cash. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across our nation, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. It's that easy. You can also mix and match players from several leagues across the globe, as well as other sports like basketball and hockey. That's right, Prize Picks. Essentially a utopia where polysport action can live and breathe. I'm talking Washington Caps, Everton, and Chicago Bulls action all at once in the face. Download the app today. Use code MIB for a first deposit match up to $100. That's promo code MIB. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. It's Rog here to tell you about a product that I simply adore. It's been a long time staple in the Bennett refrigerator, Stoke cold brew coffee. Always bold, always smooth. Yes, that is the very same Stoke as in the mighty Wrexham Fortress, known as the Stoke Kairas or the Stoke Racecourse, Wrexham AFC's home. They support it. They support football, which is just one great reason to love this coffee. It is my go-to enjoy during the football calendar, essentially the opposite of Everton. And you can check out their full lineup of 48 ounce cold brew products, something for everybody, from light to dark roast to seasonal favorites in a refrigerated multi-serve format. I tell you this as someone whose blood type is now officially Stoke Espresso Blend. Have the coffee house experience in the comfort of your own home and do it now. Stoke Cold Brew Coffee, and be sure to follow Wrexham AFC. Big love to all at Stoke. Courage.
I do believe anyone listening, no matter what their business is, can listen to you talking about collaborations and partnerships and relationships and truly learn about relationship management in their own business or in their own life. As Carl Jung once said, the meeting of two personalities is like the contact of two chemical substances. If there's any reaction, both are transformed. And there's another truth. It's like no one can succeed alone. Collaboration and partnership is really vital.
It's really the secret of my success. I get very inspired by working with other creatives. And a lot of it is parking your ego at the door and really not having an agenda of like, this is what I want to do. It's really immersing yourself into a brand, making them feel comfortable with you and vice versa. It's getting to sit down, you know, whether it was with L.O. Bean, whether it was with Champion, and sitting side by side with people that do similar things, but understanding their craft and how they go about the process and how they get inspired, for me, is inspiring because I get to see how an artist works. I do a lot of things with chefs in the city. I do One White Street down in Tribeca. I do their uniforms and I do Franchette's uniforms. I do quite a few people's uniforms. I love food, but it's also to understand their craft and how they go about their process that I get a little bit of an insight to how they do what they do. I find that incredibly interesting.
But you also like good people. There's a guest that comes on our show a ton, Steve Kurt, and he always tells me a story which has really stuck with me. That towards the end of his career as a player, he was playing for the San Antonio Spurs, and Greg Popovich kept giving him a new contract. Finally, he's like, Pop, I play like 2 minutes a night, always in garbage time. Why do you even want me here anymore? And Popovich didn't even blink. He just turned around and he said, life's too short to spend it around arseholes, and you're a great guy.
Wow.
And there is something in your approach to brands, like you do love working with good people, right?
I think I'm going to have to steal that one because it is. I mean, that's what it comes down to is I don't want my day-to-day work to be a slog, and having people that I consider friends that I can have a beer with or I can laugh with. I am fortunate enough that I work in an industry that, to be very honest with you, was shocked that I actually get paid. I would have done it for free. It is so much fun. I still feel like I never graduated college. I still feel like I'm in the design room cutting and pasting and making beautiful things that people like wearing. And I love that. But I also want to surround myself with people that want to be there as well and have fun at what we're doing.
Well, what's the secret of being a tastemaker then? Because you look at your partnership list, Beams, Drake's, Yucatan, so many of my favorites are in there. What are you looking for and who are you looking for?
One of the biggest things that I always look for is a brand that is original in the space. And that's a big reason why I picked to work with, whether it's Champion or Timex or L.L. Bean, Red Wing. They pretty much invented their categories and they're still around. The fact that these companies are all over a century year old and they're still kicking is impressive in itself. And then on top of it, they're still relevant. They still have an amazing archive. I just want to understand what made them so great. And being able to dig through archives and work with creative people gives me a glimpse into how I could build a brand that could potentially stand the test of time. So one, it has to be original, but two, And I've always kind of gotten my playbook a little bit from the Japanese. There's this amazing magazine, I wish it was still around, it was called Free and Easy. And Free and Easy was this amazing magazine from Japan. That book pretty much had everything you should ever do as a collaboration in America. Really outlined a lot of things that they considered classic, whether it was a Champion sweatshirt, a pair of Chuck Taylors, whether it was a pair of Alden shoes. They really created this Bible, if you will, of styles that I kind of used as my playbook as I started doing collaborations.
How do you build a relationship that's we are in this together?
Trust is the key, and I definitely would use dating, but for me, it's a bit more stalking at first, so I stalked them for about 2 or 3 years. I remember when I started working with Champion, I just started out on my own. First call when I left was to call Champion. I want to do collaboration. I'm Todd Snyder. I did the J. Crew liquor store. I really kind of had to chase them, and then after they get to know me, and it really becomes a trust factor. And you know, Champion was the first. And I owe them so much because that really led L.L. Bean to, you know, they've been approached a million times by people to do collaborations, and they picked me because they trusted me from that experience I had at Champion.
What is the secret to being good at receiving feedback and separating the good that you do listen to from the bad that you just tune out?
Once you realize that we're all in this together and you realize not to take things personally. And it takes a lot to park your ego and not take it personally. But my trick has always been, it's never done until you're done. There's so many steps in the process that there's a lot of different ways to get to the ending.
But how do you know when it's done? Like, what is that moment? You keep noodling, you keep fine tuning, you keep every day. How are you like, and suddenly you're like, it is good, it is done, or is it never done? And you're pushing stuff out and you're afterwards like, oh God. I put the pocket there.
It really comes down to goosebumps, really. When I get goosebumps, I know we're in a good place. When I was younger, I probably had a little bit slower of a process as far as putting your pencils down and saying you're done. Whereas today, I can move a little quicker.
There's a thing about your approach to relationship. I share it in our work, or I aspire to share it in our work. I think it's really bloody important for everybody in any kind of relationship. You told me when we first met, you said, I always, even first time, try and set myself up for a long-term relationship.
I think it's really critical to let people feel comfortable that you're not just doing this for a one-time transaction.
From the very beginning.
From the very beginning.
We come in peace, we're moving in.
I really mean it when I say it, and I think they appreciate that I'm not here just to do a one and done, especially when you're talking about a 100-year-old brand. You need to make sure that you're really honoring that brand and really showing them the respect.
Apart from Champion, apart from LLB, do you have a favorite partnership? One that gives you joy, one that gives you the goosebumps just by thinking about it, and why?
It's like picking your favorite kid.
You have over 100 of them.
I mean, one for me that I was really proud of that I did recently, and you may or may not have known it, I did a collaboration with FJ Toyota Land Cruiser. And I did a remake of a 1972 FJ40. I love working with interiors. So my other big white whale is to work with Herman Miller and to be able to touch an Eames chair. And that would be my dream.
Clarks, Wallabies, if you're listening, come collab with Rog. But I do think buried in this conversation is really the secret to all relationships, Todd, be they business, creative, or life. But I mean, you're the gentleman that does these effortlessly from the outside. As the master of partnership, a black belt in partnership, do these rules of collaboration work for humans in real life?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, my father was an engineer, civil engineer, and he was always the person that was gentlemanly. He wanted to know you too, whether you were in the mailroom or whether you were the head of a project. He really wanted to get to know everybody. And I always kind of took that to heart. And it's important to show respect to others, but also get to know people, not just be like, you know, say hello, but to really get to know people and what they do. And you know, I brought that to New York City, which, you know, has a tendency to be a little rough around the edges.
How did that go for you?
It went swimmingly after about 10 years of it. But, you know, it took some learning for me just to be a little bit more hard-edged. But at the same time, at the core, I'm still myself.
Being nice. I mean, it's always a cliche, but being nice really is the key.
It's a simple thing. It's a simple thing, but it's always the thing people f*** up. They want the quick answers. They want everything to benefit them, you know? And I've always been a believer that we all rise together. And the better you do, the better I do. And why not all of us take that journey together? And that's how I do collaborations. That's how I do life.
But I need to know, honestly, the truth. Fashion is such a cutthroat industry. It's really a room for kindness.
Being nice is a big ingredient. I've stolen this from you, having courage and being innovative. And if you combine that with kindness and being nice, it's amazing how many people come and want to work with you and want to help you out.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. I'm currently listening to The Secret Hours by Mick Herron. That's the standalone prequel to the majestic Slow Horses television series. I can't stop listening. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/courage or text courage to 500 500. That's audible.com/courage or text courage to 500 500.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know, with your Delta SkyMiles business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.
Your approach does remind me of that old Aeneas Nin line. Each friend represents a world in us, a world possibly not born until they arrive. And it's only by this meeting that a new world is born. But instead of a friend for you, it's a collaborative brand. To you, Todd, to our listeners who are grappling with all of these issues in their own life, I know I am. And remember, listeners, as Todd Snyder himself has said, style is an evolution, not a revolution. And viva la evolution. Godspeed to you, Todd Snyder.
Dress your best.
America.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Men in Blazers ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you-know.